Now, for today, the prestigious Sundance Film Festival opens on Thursday for 10 days. Like many cultural events during the pandemic, it has gone virtual and stays that way this year. One of the films at Sundance is a short film with deep roots in the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. The film is called You Go Girl. It is written and directed by Sharifa Ali, an artist in residence at the Shakespeare Festival. It is shot in the Ashland area, includes several OSF staffers, and gives an executive producer credit to Nataki Garrett, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Artistic Director. Whoops, I knew there was doing something wrong there. Nataki Garrett, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, Jeff. Yes. Thank you for having me. That is something that we always do, too. David and I are such good partners that sometimes we even mix it up ourselves.
Okay, that's good to hear. I very much appreciate that. So talk about You Go Girl and how the project came to be.
Well, You Go Girl was written by Sharifa Ali, Camille Long, and Courtney Williams, and directed by Sharifa Ali. A few months into the pandemic, I asked Sharifa Ali to be our artist in residence to focus on our new digital programming arm O. And asked her, what did she want to do? And she said, you know, among other things, including interfacing with what we had put onto that part of our website, she wanted to make a film. And so the first film she made was Ashland, and it did beautifully. It was a beautifully made film about, it's sort of reflecting her experience here of being rejuvenated by being here in the natural beauty of Ashland and these mountains. And, we were like, what do you want to do next? And so she said she wanted to do a comedy short. So she and these wonderful writers, Camila Long is also lives locally. She used to work here at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And so she worked with some of her colleagues locally and created this cute little comedy short called You Go Girl.
It is, I've seen the whole thing. It is definitely funny, most of it, but it's got some rather poignant, deeper moments as well.
Yeah, you know, the main theme of You Go Girl is reconciliation through grief. It's also about being humbled by nature and, like I said, the grand beauty of nature, and that you could be at the top of your game and live in a major city and have everything that in your life that you want, and then everything can change in an instant, and then you have to face your past and climb a bigger mountain to find grace and peace. And so the film speaks to balancing humor with truth and honesty.
You mean that quite literally, with climb a bigger mountain. Give us a setup for the story then, because it basically ping-pongs between two situations.
Yeah, so this young woman starring, her name is Audrey, and she is played by this woman, Tiffany Mann, who's an amazing comedian in her own right and performer. She gets a very tough call and has to come back to Oregon to deal with the loss that she receives in the call. I don't want to give that away. I want people to go see the film. Mm-hmm. She's asked in her reconciliation to come to Oregon and really sort of deal with a promise that she made. And she does by climbing a mountain and, finding, like I said, grace and beauty at the top of it.
I was asking you specifically to give the story because I didn't want to give it away. So I'm glad you got in there. Hard journeys are represented in both worlds, I would say, though.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, if she's a stand-up comedian in any city, she's going to have a tough time, right? That's not the easiest life to have. And only the very few make it to the top, but she's on her rise. And then she's humbled by, hiking boots and, humbled by the cold. And, this is Audrey is a character who can, hike, 150 city blocks, but, is really having to deal with what it means to climb, one of these amazing mountains that we just sort of, bask in all the time here in Ashland.
Anybody who's ever taken a first hike on a steep slope can certainly identify with what goes on to Audrey in the film. The film is called You Go Girl. It comes out of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and we're talking to Nataki Garrett, the artistic director of the festival, talking to us about the fact that the film is going to be at Sundance Film Festival, which starts later this week. Join the conversation here on The Exchange with your questions, your comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Excuse me. The people obviously involved with this are all storytellers, but storytellers often in longer forms. I mean, how difficult, if at all, an adjustment is this, Nataki, to get from, you know, having 2 to 3 hours to put on a story on a Shakespeare Festival play stage as opposed to the 11 minutes, basically, of the narrative in this one?
You know, it's the same process, though, right? Film processes are truncated, right? So in the theater world, you rehearse for, you know, 6 weeks. In the film world, you rehearse for, you know, 2 days, and then you shoot it. And you take as many takes as possible to get the version of the film that you want. But the act of storytelling is still the same. It still took a while to write it and to really hone in on the story that these screenwriters were looking to tell. So that part, I think, is a match. And it takes a little bit of time for the actor to really engage in being able to tell the story of the character that they're playing through the visual medium, which is really about nuance. It's more about that than it is about, you know, being able to, you know, speak the text trippingly on the tongue like you do in Shakespeare. This is really about being able to share the text through, you know, the actor's engagement with the material, and then capture that so that and then cut it together in a beautiful edit that really does tell the story that you're trying to tell. I personally, I've done film. I love film. I'm a theater artist at heart. It is where my calling is. But I love the translation of my own artistry into film. And so executive producing it took the same muscle. It took a similar kind of planning cycle because it had to fit into the way that OSF does the work that we do. So producing is still producing no matter what we do. But I like the translation, you know, when I had to get my final notes and really having to deal with this sort of medium of image over word is it just another way to stretch ourselves? It's just another way that I stretched myself.
It's a real different thing. I get your point there. That it's not like you can say to the audience, get really close here in a theater production, but that's what the camera can do.
You kind of can do it, though. I mean, I don't know. I have tricks in my staging that makes the audience feel like they're really close to what's happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through lighting and the way that the actors affect their voice. And I think the other thing that we have to note is, you know, film is kind of a still medium. It's a moving picture, but it's pictures, right? So it's captured, whereas theater is still free. It's a free form. Things happen in a moment that may not have happened the night before, and that may never happen again night after night. And so I like the beauty of the difference of the two because I really love the freedom that theater offers, you know, that you can tell a story and rely on the actors to continue to find themselves in that work. And in film, you tell a story through the image, and you have to trust that all of the story is there in the image that you're using.
That you got it right that time, because you don't get to go back and do it again often.
Yeah.
Nataki Garrett is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the artistic director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. We're talking about a film that grew out of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, a short called You Go Girl, that will be screening at the Sundance Film Festival, opening up for 10 days later this week. You can ask your questions, make your comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Is this debuting at Sundance? I know, you know, I got to see it on Vimeo, but with a super secret password. Is it showing anyplace else? Has it shown anyplace else prior to Sundance?
No, Sundance embargoes, so they want to be the first one to show it. We're letting them be the first one to show it. And then hopefully it'll go on the O site at some point down the line.
Mm-hmm. And when did it shoot, Nataki? When was the actual shooting taking place?
It was last summer, and it was in the height of what now we called Smoke Season here mm-hmm. in Ashland. The crews came. We were very, very serious about the safety of the crews and the actor and the writers. And so we had a closed set, and we had access to, not just, OSF, some of the places at OSF, but some of the other businesses offered up space as well. But this was last summer while we were doing Fanny.
Okay. Yeah, I was going back and looking at Sharifa Ali's credits at the Shakespeare Festival, and didn't realize she was the director for The Copper Children, which I saw just before OSF shut down for the pandemic. Was that supposed to be the beginning of a long line of projects for Sharifa Ali at OSF?
You know, we didn't do it that way. We hired Sharifa to direct that premiere. And on recommendation, I had never worked with her. Nobody at OSF had ever worked with her. She'd never done anything at OSF. And so it was really kismet, the beginning of a beautiful relationship. And she's an amazing, powerful stage director, in particular focusing on new work. But it was through that time, she ended up having to stay here for a few weeks into the pandemic in 2020. And, we found this real deep affinity with her artistically. You know, she's got just a beautiful mind and a beautiful heart. She's Kenyan born, but raised in South Africa. And she's got this sort of vast view of the world. And so she actually taught me some things about being in Ashland that I hadn't had a chance to experience. Because, you come here in my position and you move basically into the job and mm-hmm. then you have to sort of get to know the town in a different way. And so I was, of course, that from the very beginning, I was like, what can we do with you? How often can we work with you? And she just keeps bringing these jewels, these jewels that sort of feed what when you're shuttered, your venues are shuttered, you still have this need to offer joy and beauty and story and connection. And she has this way of translating what you would normally do on a stage to film. And so I'm really grateful for Sharifa in these last couple of years, sort of reminding us that there are other ways to connect, other mediums. It doesn't deny one. When you move through another, you just use as many ways as possible to connect to your audience, because we all need joy. We all need it.
And work too, for that matter. I was noticing that.
Yeah, and
just looking at some of the Shakespeare people that are in You Go Girl, I didn't realize Jonathan Toppo could look so mean. I mean, but this is, people were clamoring for work, I imagine, during the pandemic.
They were, and also people were looking for ways to the outlet. When you're a theater artist, it's about work and it's about resource, right? So the people who were really suffering, not just the actors, sometimes can transmute their skills in a different way, but our crews and the people who work in our shops were the ones who were, in the worst situation. Because the pandemic made us have to choose. In this creative economy that is, the ecology of theater, we had to choose, who got to stay and work and who didn't. And so the actors actually, I'm not saying that everybody had the same situation, because some certainly did suffer, but, some were, went to Broadway, and some, did commercials. And, whereas I think the people on the film that, got to do the most coming back into their work were people who worked behind the scenes, behind the camera, that you didn't actually get to see.
So when did you learn it was chosen for Sundance?
A little while ago. I would say about 6 to 8 weeks ago, maybe. It was in November. That's mm-hmm. what it was.
Mm-hmm. And Sundance is all virtual this year. Is that right?
Yeah, so we were all preparing to go. We were so excited. It would have been my first time at Sundance in Park City, Utah. We were all clamoring to go when Sundance took a turn and decided, for people's safety through the Omicron version of COVID, that they would not have people come. And I'm grateful for it. At OSF, where safety is at the center of what we're doing, everything is focused on safety. And, that's how we got through Fanny last year and how we got through It's Christmas Carol by really being diligent about safety. So when Sundance decided that, you know, because of safety reasons that they would go virtual, I was grateful, you know, because it's about making sure that you survive so that you can come back another year and do more work. You know, and that's, I think, really important.
Nataki, did It's Christmas Carol get to the end of its run successfully without any cancellations?
Jeff, we did better than Broadway. We got from the beginning of the run through the end of the run, and the only cancellation we had was because of snow.
Ah.
One cancellation. Mm-hmm. So it was, I mean, a real triumph. I mean, you know, we did the same thing for Fanny. It got all the way through. And, you know, we produced Fanny so that, you know, we could really help support reopening this town after being shuttered because of the pandemic. I remember at the top of the pandemic, the business is saying, oh my God, if you close, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So that stuck with me. And I was really focused on making sure that we had something that we could put on our stages. Of course, we couldn't do a Shakespeare play because that takes 14 to 16 actors on stage. That's not even including the crews and all the other people that I would have to bring back out of safety of isolation back into the space of the theater. So we chose a one-person show because that's, you know, that's what we had access to. But it did help open the town up, and we didn't have any COVID cancellations. And then the same was true. We had smoke cancellations for Fanny, but, you know, through It's Christmas Carol, not one COVID cancellation, I'm proud to say. And that's because of how diligent our safety team was. But I have to say it was really because of the people, the crews, you know, the shops, the actors, everybody worked together, the stage managers, the designers, everybody worked together to make sure that safety was at the center of what we were doing.
So that raises the question in our last minute here about the upcoming season. At this point, things aren't looking super great, obviously, but do you have confidence that that things will abate enough to allow things to go as you planned it at the Shakespeare Festival this year?
I'm in the same place about this question as I was last year. You know, every opportunity to open our stages and share our stories with our audiences is a miracle. And so we're going to move towards the miracle. We're going to move towards the light and the possibility. And if we are forced to close because of COVID, we will do that. We have now figured out ways of pivoting so that we don't lose our shirts. But we want to move towards it as if it's entirely possible. Everybody's crossing their fingers and hoping for the best. And, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do this without the generosity of the people of this valley and our donors and our funders and you know, the government resource that we received. And so we're all going to continue to work together to make it possible.
Okay. Shakespeare Festival season still weeks out. You Go Girl at Sundance Film Festival, which starts on Thursday of this week. Nataki Garrett, listed as executive producer, artistic director at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.